This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. health officials are warning health professionals about the risk of false positive results with a widely used laboratory test for COVID-19 and flu. The Food and Drug Administration issued the alert Friday for health facilities using Roche's COBUS test for coronavirus and seasonal flu. The agency warned the problems with the testing processing tubes could result in false diagnoses in people who are not actually infected. Roche's testing system is widely used to screen large batches of patients and samples in hospitals and laboratories. The FDA recommends health workers test samples multiple times to assure accuracy. If the test delivers conflicting results, it may indicate a problem and should used or be discontinued, according to the agency. Meanwhile, a World Health Organization Expert Advisory Committee is currently looking into AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine after some countries paused distribution of it. But there is no reason not to use it, according to a spokeswoman. Health authorities said in several countries, including Denmark, Norway, and Iceland, that they've suspended the use of the AstraZeneca vaccine following reports of the formation of blood clots in some people who have been vaccinated. Margaret Harris told a Geneva briefing that it was an excellent vaccine and that no causal relationship had been established between the shot and the health problems reported, calling the pause in use a precautionary measure. Comes as the World Health Organization on Friday approved the emergency listing of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine. This is VOA News. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said during a meeting with leaders from India, Japan, and Australia that U.S. President Joe Biden discussed challenges posed by China. Sullivan told reporters at the news briefing that a virtual meeting between the Quad countries, a group central to Biden's efforts to counter China's growing military and economic power in the Indo-Pacific, did not focus on China, but touched on freedom of navigation in the East and South China Seas. U.S. officials will also address issues raised Friday by Asian allies about China's coercion of Australia and its aggression on the border with India. During his briefing with reporters, Sullivan also said the Biden administration is still gathering information on the scale of the hack of Microsoft's Exchange. Sullivan said the administration will be able to attribute the cyber attacks to those who executed it in the near future. Hundreds of immigrant children and teenagers have been detained at a Border Patrol tent facility and packed conditioned, with some sleeping on the floor because there aren't enough mats, according to nonprofit lawyers who conduct oversight of immigrant detention centers. The lawyers interviewed more than a dozen children Thursday in Donna, Texas, where the Border Patrol is holding more than 1,000 people. Some of the children told the lawyers that they have been at the facility for a week or longer, despite the agency's 3-day limit for detaining children. Many said they have not been allowed to phone their parents or other relatives who may be wondering where they are. The United States announced the resumption of aid to Yemen's rebel-held north on Friday to fight a looming famine as the country's nearly 6-year-old war grinds on. UN officials warned that a blockade of fuel deliveries to a main port was heightening the world's worst humanitarian crisis. The aid and concern came as the President Joe Biden's envoy to Yemen expressed frustration at the country's Houthi rebels, saying that they were focusing on fighting to capture more territory while an international and regional diplomatic push was underway to end that conflict. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo confronted a stunning series of defections Friday aimed at amid allegations of sexual harassment that left the high-profile Democrat fighting for his political survival angry and alone. By day's end, the 3-term governor had lost the support of almost the entire 29-member New York congressional delegation and a majority of Democrats in the state legislature. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.